Good morning. Will you please stand as you are able for our call to worship? Let us begin our worship with a moment of remembrance. Let us begin our time of worship with a moment of thanksgiving. Let us begin our worship with a moment of silence, for a moment is the least we can give to honor those who offered us their eternity. Our opening hymn this morning is number 437. As you remain standing, will you join with me in our prayer of confession as printed in our bulletin? Let us pray. God of every nation, as we remember those that gave their life for our sake, let us be stirred to action in their memory. We confess that we have not done all that is possible to promote peace and justice in our world. We have not loved our neighbors, let alone our enemies. Forgive us for failing to live up to your commandments. Empower us to work for your kingdom in this world, and welcome us by your grace into your kingdom in the next. Amen. You may be seated. And as we prepare to hear our first scripture lesson this morning, I do want to give a word of welcome to all of you who are worshiping in the sanctuary this morning, and also to those who are worshiping through our streaming services online. We are a mighty congregation, both present in person and present in virtual space, and we are blessed to be here together. Now hear this word from the psalmist as we read Psalm 84. If you'd like to follow along, it's number 804 in your hymnal. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs. Indeed, it faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. O Lord of hosts, my ruler and my God, at your altars even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of tears, they make it a place of springs, the early rain that covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. The God of gods will be seen in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield, and bestows favor and honor. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed are those who trust in you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean, singing how marvelous, shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows and made them his very own, and bore the burden to Calvary, and suffered and died alone. He took my sins and my sorrows, he made them his very own. Bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died. ransomed in glory. His face I at last shall see. It will be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. Sing it, how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall end.
Thank you, Diana and Caleb. Will you join with me now in a word of prayer? Loving God, we come before you now, trusting that you will hear our prayers because indeed your love is marvelous and wonderful. And we can rest all our cares, all our concerns, and all our joys in your hands. Today, we are grateful. And as you call us to remember, we do this day remember. We remember those who gave their lives for our sake. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, and all those men and women who wore uniforms and who sacrificed so that we could come and worship today unencumbered and free. Guide us, God, in our freedom, that we would use it for the greater good, that we would do as Jesus called us, to treat others as we would have them treat us, to set our eyes upon your kingdom of justice and mercy and love, and that we would not only be willing to live for Christ, but we too would be willing to die for the sake of the kingdom that he came to plant here in our midst. God, teach us today that your kingdom is not only about something far off in the future, but rather something that is happening here among us. Tune our hearts to see your grace at work. Tune our eyes to be opened and to see areas and places and people who need your care. Give us courage and boldness to speak for love and unity and hope in the midst of so much hate and division and fear. And above all else, fill us with the power and joy of your Holy Spirit so that wherever we go, people will catch a glimpse of you. And by our words and deeds, be changed. Not because of our power, but because the power of your grace at work in and through us. So today, we offer you thanks for those who gave their lives for us and for our sake. We pray for those who have no one else to pray for them. And we ask you to create in us the kind of community where all might be welcomed. Indeed, where the lowliest can find a place and be honored and held dear. We ask your special blessing upon Jim and Penelope in Sally's death. We pray for Craig as he recovers from surgery. We ask you to comfort Charles and also Betty. And we pray for all those who are not able to join us because of age and infirmity. Bless all who watch us this morning and participate in worship online. And God, continue to expand our reach so that others may know the love of this family of faith, but even more, the love of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to say when we pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Our gospel reading this morning can be found in John's Gospel, chapter 15. And I'm beginning reading with verse 9. Jesus is saying, "I have loved you even as the Father loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love one another in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command." This is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us all say, thanks be to God. Well, some of you have said this morning, let me know that you can't be here next week for my big going away party. And I want to say to you, that's okay, but thank you for letting me know. And I'll go ahead now and just say to you, what a journey and how wonderful it's been. But I'll have more to say next week. But I do want to also recognize that my family was able to be here today. And next, Michael had the Sunday off, and so he won't have next Sunday off. So my husband Michael, two of our three children, William and Michaela, are here. Of course, the grands, Emma and Jacob. And then our dearest friends in the world who are more family than they are friends. Robin and Carol Jean Ratliff, and I'm just so grateful that you all came today and to celebrate the gospel and be with me. So thank you so much. You'll get a chance to say hi to them later. And the other note I just want to make is that Brother Nick is on vacation, and congratulate him when you see him. Tell him what a great idea that was. He's probably watching this morning. It was my idea. I told him he had to take a Sunday off. So you tell him what a great idea that was. I'm just glad he did. Well, there's an old hymn that goes like this. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure. Until with thee I will one will to do and to endure. Endure is quite a handful of a word. In this hand, it means something rare and precious, and frankly, unusual in our human experience, because endure means to stay, to remain steadfast, to be faithful, and to exist in spite of any circumstance or whatever time may pass. In this hand, we speak of enduring, as suffering, as putting up with loss and pain, of being willing to go the distance, even to death. Several years ago, a good friend gave me a book about Teresa of Avila, the 15th century mystic. The title of the book was Enduring Grace. It followed Teresa's life and faith in God, a faith that lasted a long life because she lived a long life, a faith that led her as a teenager into the monastery, compelled her to reform the Carmelite order, and become one of the church's most well-known and respected theologians, even as a 15th century female. And grace complicated her life. She was called before the Inquisition no less than 3 times. Often during her lifetime, she was struck by a mysterious illness that would leave her paralyzed and unable to speak for sometimes for weeks or months at a time. Her religious work was hard, and she endured it with strength and determination, and a sharp and wonderful wit that probably saved her life more often than not. It's reported that on one of her many difficult journeys across Spain, she nearly drowned when the wagon she was riding in tipped over in the strong current. She cried out, "Oh, my Lord, when wilt thou cease from scattering obstacles in our way?" She says she heard God say to her, "Don't complain, my daughter, for it is ever thus that I treat my friends." At which Teresa responded, "Ah, Lord, it is also on that account that thou hast so few." It seems then that there is nothing easy about enduring faith. At the same time that our psalmist this morning sings of the joys of being in God's house, the ecstasy of standing at the door of the temple and knowing and trusting that blessings come in abundance to those who trust in God. There is also the acknowledgement that on the way to Zion, on the way to the temple, one must pass through the valley of tears, and one must endure circumstances and challenges of life that move us from strength to strength. In our gospel lesson this morning, Jesus reminds us that we are to endure in his love. Now, most translations will say abide or remain, but endure works as well. Maybe even better on this Memorial Day when we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for kin and country. They kept their oath. These soldiers remained faithful to their cause, and they gave their lives. They endured. My cousin Mike was one of those, a brave young Army recruit in his mid-20s. After two tours of duty in Vietnam, he was ready to come home, but a sniper's bullet ended his life as he was boarding a helicopter to fly to Hanoi to catch his plane. I was too little to hear most of his stories, but I caught the gist of them as my parents and aunts and uncles whispered in their adult conversations. The war was worse than anything Mike could ever have imagined it would be. At times, he was forced to make choices that broke his heart and made him wonder if he would ever be whole again. But one thing kept him going. It was the ideal of America. He loved his country. He looked forward to coming home to take his place alongside his dad in their light fixture business, to marry his high school sweetheart. He believed in something that was bigger than he was. And he endured. That faith helped him endure to the end. Now, I know that most of you could tell similar stories this morning of enduring. Parents or grandparents, aunts, uncles, brothers, cousins, sisters who fought the good fight. Something called them to defend their nation and they followed. They endured. They remained faithful and they suffered. Now, I think it's important for us to remember that when Jesus spoke these words about commanding us to love, to endure in his love, the promise that we would experience great joy, the ideal that there's no greater love than laying down one's life for one's friends. He was speaking mere days before he would be betrayed, arrested, beaten, and crucified. What Jesus endured in love. And he asked for nothing less from us who follow because we believe in the power of his love. It seems that being a Christian is about remaining in Christ's love, abiding as a branch, no matter how strong the wind blows or the rain beats down. Being a Christian is about enduring love. That strong, transformational love of God that messes with our minds and changes our hearts and compels us to go to places and get involved in things that we would never have imagined ourselves involved with otherwise. Enduring love means seeing what comfort and privilege hide from us. But once our eyes are opened, we can never unsee. And our comfort and privilege are turned from insulating us into resources for us to make a difference of enduring love. Enduring love means that our hearts will break every time we see the truth being exchanged for a lie, and that we will find ourselves often laying awake at night, praying to God to let us do something that will make a difference in the world. Enduring love means that we know our lives aren't really our own. God has made us for eternity. And the challenge is to reckon with our fear and our cautiousness so that we push aside the obstacles and see in them the opportunities that God has given to make the path straight, to build the road in our hearts and in our communities, that God can bring the kingdom to bear on. Enduring love, even on this Memorial Day, will not let us ignore that in 2021, there have already been 232 mass shootings, and it's only May the 30th. Enduring love will not allow us to unsee what we watched on January 6th as our nation's capital was attacked by citizens, fellow citizens of our country. Enduring love will not allow us to ignore that 500,000 people in Arkansas, 200,000 of whom are children, are food insecure. They woke up this morning either not sure where their next meal was coming from or hungry with empty cupboards. The psalmist proclaims that those who endure are like springs in the valley of tears. Where they go, the flowers bloom. Hope is restored. Pools of living water appear. Jesus says, endure in my love so that you will be filled with joy. Endure. Disciples, endure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our affirmation of faith can be found in our bulletin this morning, and I invite you to stand with me to confirm our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our closing hymn today is number 438, Forth in Thy Name. Brothers and sisters, this is the good news. Christ endures us, loves us, empowers us, keeps us, protects us. So let us go forth in that enduring love to endure for the sake of others. In the name of Christ himself, let us go in peace. Amen.